Lord, I cannot thank you enough. Thank you for being God. Silly me, I am so grateful for your protection, counsel, provision, and your immutable love that nothing can change. Thank you, thank you. How great is your love? I don't know what to say to them. The witches outside our hermitage. If you would give me a message for them, I would speak it. What is on your heart tonight? Steady as she goes. You've got a good start, which they will try to derail. You know they will try, as they always do. Please do not let them do it, Claire. Keep going. What do I do with this obsessive desire with three-eye Atlas? Quench the desire, or quench the spirit. I know this is a real challenge for you. You see, they have deliberately published all these narratives to distract everyone's attention, while war plans are slipping by unnoticed, and many arrangements are being planned behind closed doors. Many contingencies are being laid out for consideration. On the one hand, you have the evil ones wanting to start World War III, which is already underway in hidden arenas in the world, the oceans being a major one. On the other hand, Donald keeps blocking their moves because of the prayers of so many Christians. As far as the demon aliens are concerned, they will move forward with disclosure when they see fit. They are very clever in their timing and look for the optimum window. Of course, they are working with the governments of Earth, but still they will choose the timing that is most advantageous to them. I'm thinking their timing will coincide with the worst earthly cataclysms. Yes, exactly. And they are provoking many of these tragedies to deliberately set themselves up as saviors. When they run to the rescue, which very few will question because of their superior technology, but no one who knows my love will fall for it. It is settled in the hearts of my chosen that love and conformity to Scripture will point the way to the truth. They are the remnant. Your prayers are also holding them back. I know how compromised you feel. How much you want the war to start so you can come with me. And I want you to know that my heart is deeply touched by your faithful prayers united to my desire and agenda. Thank you, my sweet bride, for sacrificing your own will. Oh, Lord, war is a terrible thing, and I don't want to pray for that at all, no matter how tired I feel. I am going to reward you for this, Claire, so stay on the track you are on. Keep going and sidestep their attempts to derail you. Even when you don't see any progress, keep going. I will not let you down. Do you know how much I love to hear you sing to me? Jesus, I just want to sing from the heart, not just my head. Persevere, and I will make that possible. It is important to have your instrument at your fingertips. That is the work underway. And that was the end of his message. You heard him, dear family. Let us persevere in the work he has given us. May the Lord bless you abundantly, and we thank God for each and every one of you.